race winner and driver of the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. Kyle, you've had some success here, specifically winning from the pole last year. What are your keys to success here at this track?
Having a fast race car is probably the most important key to any race, but we're lucky enough to have a really fast car last year at a lot of tracks, but especially here, you know, I felt like when we got to this race, throughout practice, I felt like I had the car to win. It felt like, you know, that was the best, you know, cup car I'd ever had to that point. So, was able to, you know, capitalize on it and get a win. So, but I really enjoy this racetrack. It's got a lot of different lanes to choose from. You know, you have a lot of tire fall off, just kind of is a track that suits my driving style quite a bit. So, I think that's why we've had a little bit of success here with a couple Xfinity wins and then, you know, the cup win last year. So, you're running the cup car this weekend, but, we should be good.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Go ahead and raise your hand. We'll give you a call. Right down here to Mike.
Mike Ember, USA Today. Does what Harvick is doing impact what you're doing? In other words, is you look at him as somebody who sort of has to be stopped, or is it just another driver?
It's just another driver, really. It's cool to see what the race team's doing right now, and you know, he's making it look really easy, because it's not at all easy to win a cup race. But so that, you know, in that aspect, it's really cool to see what he's doing. But I don't feel like our team's too far off of you know, getting a little bit better to compete with him. And I'm sure there's a lot of other race teams that are like that. You know, the 78, he'll probably hit his stride here soon, and you know, people maybe forget what Harvick did, you know, early in the year, you know, because that's kind of the dominance they had last year, the 78. And then, you know, us, you know, hopefully we can get a little bit better and contend, but we just got to keep doing what we're doing and try and, you know, execute the races. You're good. You're not making any mistakes, and hopefully we can, you know, be run up front at the end and have a good restart or something, you know, good final pit stop and kind of steal a win. That's how a lot of these, you know, cup races, you know, cup wins come. But Harvick's been extremely dominant, but I don't think we're too far off of that.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. So is this track now more similar to Atlanta than it is to Michigan? Because we always used to say, you know, Fontana and Michigan are so tied in, but with Michigan being newer pavement, is it closer to Atlanta?
I don't think it's any similar to either track. Atlanta is still way more wore out than this place is. And then, you know, this place is still way more wore out than Michigan. But so, I mean, it doesn't take, like, I don't know, I guess you drive this track differently than you do each of those two. So I don't know. I would say it's in the middle of those. It doesn't really compare at all. So I don't, yeah, it just, yeah, I mean, yeah, it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't simulate to either track.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, .net and PRN. I didn't get to ask this of Harvick because we ran out of time, but he's, you know, the grassroots movement that's been going on this over the past week and things, it's brought up another topic about drivers in Cup Series and other series dropping down and doing the grassroots stuff, and that's show fees, appearance money. Are you in support of that, or is that disingenuous to some degree if you're getting paid to go down there to run a series just when you're also trying to boost it up?
So the way I operate is I don't ask for any show up money. I love to race whenever I go run sprint car stuff, and I feel like I'm doing my part to help grow the sport. So I don't ever ask for any show up money. I know there's other drivers, you know, that won't go unless they get show up money, but I've never once, you know, reached out to a track promoter or anything like that, you know, asking for show up money. I think there's been, you know, one time where tracks came to me for show up money, so I mean, I'm not going to turn that down. But I think it's been really cool to see, you know, Harvick in his passion for grassroots racing kind of, you know, show up even more this week, because I'm a big proponent of grassroots racing as well. And, you know, he's from the pavement side of things, and, you know, I'm obviously from the dirt track, sprint car, midget side of things. So, you know, for sure, I feel like we need to help grow the grassroots, and I think it'll, you know, help, you know, NASCAR again. But yeah, it's been really cool to see that movement this week.
Are there any additional questions for Kyle? Mike?
Kyle, how's your relationship with Chip changed since you signed on with him? He's a guy who apparently is just a racer. He doesn't own dry cleaners or car dealerships or any of that. How has he been with you compared to kind of what you might have expected when you signed on?
I don't know. I guess all of what I expected, maybe. I don't know. I don't really remember what I expected when I met him in 2011, end of 11. He's just been a good car owner for me. He puts just enough pressure on you to, make you go out there and perform and do the obvious things right, as he likes to say. Jamie and Chip, they talk on the phone a lot more than Chip and I do, which I like it that way, my phone calls last for about, I bet I could go back and look at all my phone calls with Chip, and they probably last anywhere from a minute to 2 minutes. he's very quick with our conversations, and I think that's cool. He's a very unique person and different than any other person I've ever met in my life, and I enjoy being around him. I'm pretty comfortable around him. I can joke with him, and he can joke with me, and I feel like we get along great. So I love racing for Chip, and like you said, he doesn't have any other, maybe he has investments and stuff that I don't know about, but racing is kind of his number one thing, and I think that's what separates him from a lot of the other owners.
Hi, Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. Congratulations on being inducted into the Tracks Walk of Fame. That just happened less than an hour ago. But can you share what that experience was like for you personally, and then also to have that moment be shared with Owen, permanently engraved, obviously. And then also, I think you mentioned that was your first time you've been inducted into a Tracks either Hall of Fame or Walk of Fame.
Yeah, that was neat. I had no idea that they had done that at this racetrack until a couple weeks ago. And I didn't know it was going to be like a big fan event. I thought it was just going to kind of be like a couple media members and stuff like that over there, and you step on some concrete or whatever. But there was a lot of fans out there, which was really cool, and a lot of my fans, which was nice. And getting to awarded that and get my permanent mark on this racetrack and have Owen's little handprints there, which I think is funny too, because I have my footprints and then his hands are right below it. I'm like, people are gonna look at that and be like, man, Kyle Larson's got really small hands. but it was cool to do that and get the surfboard and the trophy that I won from this race last year is still the coolest trophy I've got in my collection, and probably one of the coolest ones I'll ever have in my collection. So, this race does a lot for their winner, and it's cool to see that.
Awesome. Any final questions for Kyle? Great. Thank you, Kyle, and good luck this week.